You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm with light heavyweight Lyndon Arthur. How's it been, my man?
Cold. Shut that door down.
It can't be colder than Manchester, surely.
Nah, it's not colder than Manchester. Manchester's freezing. But I'm good, though. I'm good.
Obviously, you saw Callum Johnson make his Queensbury debut tonight. Yeah. Brutal fight. What did you make of it?
Like you say, brutal fight. You can't really judge him after 2 years out of the ring. Like you said, like he said himself, he can do all the sparring in the world. You can do it. You hit all the pads in your world. It's nothing like being under the lights and doing it. So he's gone in there. He's got the job done. He got caught. He stayed up. How he stayed up, I don't know, because that was a great shot. He must have been doing some squats in the gym or something. But nah, he did well, man, and he got the great stoppage. Showing that he's still got power after 2 years out. We never lose power, really, but he's showing that he's still capable of pulling that out of the bag. Showing that he can still take a shot. Well done to him. Welcome back, Callum Johnson.
Well, they made comments after the fight about potentially fighting Joe Smith Jr. How do you feel about that?
That's fine. I want to fight Smith. Everyone wants to fight Joe Smith. Joe Smith Jr. has got a target on his back now. And he must feel like a very, very wanted man. It must be nice, though. No, look, here's what it is. If he fights him first, sweet, I obviously want to. I'm not going to. I'll do everything I can to fight Joe Smith Jr. I think I can beat him. I believe I will beat him if we ever do fight. If Callum gets him first and Callum beats him, then we'll fight Callum after it.
I think that's going to happen either way. So
either way, it's going to be when me and Callum fight. It's going to be a great British fight, which I believe I'll win. So exciting times ahead.
See, Anthony Yard was supposed to be out on this bill as well.
Yeah, no, we had an abscess. Someone said, I don't know who it was, but somebody said it was from the jab, from the fight. Still, I'm not sure. But no, he's power and he's got an abscess. I was looking forward to seeing him. I wanted to do some punditry on his fight. But, you know, Callum will do.
Would that rematch happen this year?
No idea. Don't know. We'll see. I want to watch. I want a world title. I'm moving forward. We will see.
What did you make of the news this week? There was a lot of speculation about what he's going to do in terms of training situation. He will stay with Tunde. Yeah. What do you think about that?
He knows best. He knows what's best for him. He's his own man. He's a grown man. He knows what's got him as far as he's got to, so he obviously wants to stick with Tunde, and it's down to him, and fair play to him, and good luck to them both and for the full team.
And on yourself, how's your hand, and when can we expect Frank to get you out, mate?
I was probably going to fight 5th of June, but I sparred the other day, and it's not 100% yet. I don't feel like I'm in a position where I want to go into a fight with an injury when I can just keep doing the physio and keep doing the acupuncture, and it's getting a lot better and feels a lot better than it did when I can go into a fight 100%, knowing he's not going to be no niggle or hesitation to throw right hand in case I miss and stuff like that. So, probably aim for the end of June.
It is a really interesting mix. Obviously, Callum's had his kind of tick over fight, even though it was a brutal fight, exciting fight. He's had that kind of fight. We're expecting Anthony to have that in a couple of weeks. You have that in June, and then whether it's Joe Smith Jr., Yard rematch, or Callum Johnson, you're going to be in a massive fight this year.
It's one of them. Obviously, I want it to be the world title. I've always said, and it's mad, I've got it wrote down on a piece of paper, I will be a world champion while I'm 30, which means before I'm 31, and I'm 29. So I've got about a year left, So.
It's so good. I mean, whoever bags that world title first, it's so good to have that mix in Britain to make them defences and make pay-per-view fights potentially.
A million percent. And, you know.
And let's not forget Joshua Buatsi as well, of course.
Of course. And he's a good. He's changed training now. I think he's gone to the States. He will learn a lot with who he's gone with. So, like you say, and we keep saying the light everywhere scene is bubbling at the moment, and I'm just glad to be a part of it. It's gonna make history. So,
yeah, well, it's just about to explode.
It's like a ticking time bomb, isn't it? I'm cold.
So Linda, we'll wrap up there. Enjoy the rest of your time in London. Well, I live here, so. but we'll catch up soon. All right, top man.
Well, enjoy. See you later.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.